time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we recommend date night activities for folks who are looking for romantic adventures in the Triangle, which we went on one recently. So we have got actual background knowledge that we can use to recommend romantic adventures in the Triangle this week, as opposed to what we usually do, which is just BSing our way through this whole entire segment.
Yeah, no, this has been peer-reviewed.
Yeah.
By each other.
Yeah, we're the peers.
We are peers.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to, like, have on a date night, is, like, you're dating a peer.
Right.
You know, you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, like, as opposed to having that, like, power imbalance. Yeah, you don't want that.
There is no power imbalance.
We, your peers, have reviewed what we are about to talk about, which is Snap Pea Catering Company's occasional pop-up events in the Triangle.
That's right. So, longtime listeners of Date Night.
First-time callers.
You've been listening for...
a long time.
At least the last... one minute
and 15 seconds.
No. Like,
oh, you've listened to us for more than an episode.
Yeah. No, not just like you're brand new. Like,
right.
You've listened to us for at least one other episode.
If you are brand new, you're confused about what's going on, but stay with us. We'll catch you up.
Anyway, it's date night.
Date night.
We went to Snap Pea on Saturday, and like, it's the hardest to get ticket in the Triangle, like, I think. Like,
so go back a second. Snap Pea is the name of a catering company.
That's right.
They do catering events, but every so often, and for the last, what, 5 years or so?
They've been going back forever.
They will do pop-up, like, fancy dinners at really cool locations around the Triangle, and it's always a different kind of surprise secret location every time.
Yeah, and it's usually like a place you're not going to get into, right? So, like, in the past, like Boylan Bridge, like, they did the planetarium, they did like the rooftop of an apartment building that they had to climb up the fire escape to get to.
Like, the poor chef was talking about that fire escape.
Yeah, is wild stuff. This season, they are revisiting old favorite locations, but doing brand new menus.
Yes.
And so, we bought tickets, like, a couple weeks ago. They email you the day before saying, all right, cool, here's where you need to show up and, like, when and why and how. And for us, it was the Carolina Exotic Car Club. In Raleigh.
Just off Glenwood, right by Umstead State Park.
A really, like, strong stone's throw from the Angus Barn. Or, like, 30, like, weak stone's throws. but, like, we got there, like, you walk in. They had beverage pairing, so they hand you a glass of champagne. And there's more money of cars, like, in this room than,
this,
like, I will ever have.
This exotic car room is really, really cool. Like, there's Lamborghinis, there's Ferraris, there's, like, old 69, like, Chevy muscle cars. There's a couple VW buses in the background. There's, like, a loft that they've turned into a fancy lounge for club members who want to just come by and have a drink and just gaze down upon their fancy vehicles, which I assume they do.
So it was, like, number one, like, it was supposed to be, like, a private event for the Snap Pea thing.
All the people were still up in the lounge gazing down on their fancy
vehicles. But the club was still open for members,
totally,
which is great.
Yeah.
Two, they have a bar. And, like, three, I kind of want to get a membership. I'm not a car guy. I'm not anything.
You're not getting in there with your Honda Civic.
But it seems like a cool place to drink. And, like, I could put a spoiler on that Civic. Like, I could put, like, halogens in. You don't know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But we had dinner, like, in between this alley of cars. One, ended up being all vegetarian. And two, is one of the best meals, like, I've had in the Triangle.
Yeah. Nine courses, of which three were desserts.
So, I mean, check.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Also, like, they handed us, like, the menu, because, of course, like, at a fancy, like, nine-course thing, you get a menu.
You know.
Every, like, course was themed based on a car, and I can't tell you what the first car was, but, like, the chef. I want to say Jacob.
Jacob,
like,
yeah.
Amazing guy. Please, like, look up Snap P because he's phenomenal.
This guy knows nothing about cars, and I was totally here for it. Like, I know nothing about cars, but they showed me a car, and they talked about it for a minute, and based on that, I devised
and he's like,
all
right, cool. So the first one is like, I don't know, like the Lamborghini kitten. which car is that?
And then like, that one over
and like seven people point and then everybody else has no clue. And he's like, all right, yeah. So this car is really low to the ground, and I think that's interesting.
Right. Yeah.
So I thought
pulled a bunch of root vegetables.
Yeah.
And
also, like,
slice them up into tiny little bits.
This was the like pear carpaccio course.
Yeah.
Like where they thinly sliced pear and like laid it on a plate.
So it was just like flat on the plate. So it was low to the plate, like the Lamborghini is low to the ground. It's like, all right, I see you, Jacob. Good job.
Was the most like A to C connection for food,
which
but
you
I
love.
Was not mad because one, I'm here for it, and two, I'm not a pear person, and was the best pear thing that I've ever eaten.
That was not a pear.
It was
a pear in name only.
It was mostly pear and deliciousness.
Did not taste like the pears that I know from buying pears canned by Del Monte in the supermarket when I was growing up.
Oh, look at who got to get Del Monte fruit growing up as opposed to like Winn-Dixie pears.
Hey, only the best for an only child.
Well, la-di-da.
Anyway.
And so, like, the meal goes on, and each course is a little better than the last. We did wine pairings. Everyone in our corner, like, were my type of people. We did wine pairings, and we thought we were going to get a glass of wine with every course. And instead,
everyone in the corner was a lush.
And instead, we got, like, wine, like, with courses 1 and 2, 3 and 4 and 5 and 6.
Also, fun fact, apparently most of the dinners that Snap P does are BYOB.
Yeah.
Which you would think would lead to less alcohol consumption.
You'd
but in
be
fact,
wrong.
Leads to much, much more, according to the people who are regulars at these events.
Yeah.
This was our first time, by the way.
Yeah.
So this
and
is our first
will
impression.
Not be our last. Because the highlight of the trip for me, I want to say it was course four. It was...
God, is this tofu thing?
Yes, it was fried like tofu sticks with like pickled veg.
And like fish sauce.
Yeah, but they made it vegan fish sauce. And
it tasted
like
good.
Hand to God, like hand to heaven, hand to whatever you believe in. It was my favorite course of the night.
It wasn't my favorite, but it tasted good.
It smelled like death.
It smelled like the worst thing. I think the resale value of the cars in that room is lower now because they were in the room with that fish sauce.
There is no way that like the smell from that meal did not permeate into the leather in those cars because they brought it out. Chef Jake started talking about it. Like the
he
smell
loves his food.
Is
like
just
he's like, talking, he's talking. It's like, for the love of God, like, can we eat this?
Can we please skip the story and eat this?
It was delicious.
It was delicious. We ate it. The plates go away.
And
the smell is there.
Yeah.
The next course comes out. The smell is there. We eat that. The next course comes out. It's there.
Well, I was done with the smell by that point.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you did not want to, but you had to let it linger.
Anyway, thank you for the cranberries reference.
You are welcome.
SnapPCatering.com is their website if you're interested. They do these pop-ups every so often. It's really hard to get in because Brad's been trying for like 2 years and finally got in for this
one. It sells out in 5 seconds. Yeah.
Really, really try, but it's worth it.
And if you find a place that they've never been that would be a good venue for it, I am told you get a free ticket. So if you have ideas of unusual places that you can go and have the stinkiest tofu ever, let them know.
And that is Day Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.